ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 माये
माये
अनन्येन
अनन्येन
भावेन
भावेन
भक्तिं
भक्तिं
Such a sadhu engages in staunch devotional service to the Lord without deviation. For the sake of the Lord, he renounces all other connections, such as family relationships and friendly acquaintances within the world.
Mai ananena bhavena bhaktin kurvanti je dhiram matkrite tattakarmanas tatta sajana bandhava. This is the explanation of the last bharsana of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. We have got so many obligations. As soon as we take birth, human beings, not cats and dogs, we are immediately indebted to so many persons. Devarshi bhutatu ninang pidrina. We are indebted to the demigods. The body, the material body which you have got, it is running by the direction of the demigods. There are different demigods controlling different parts of the body. So that means as soon as we get a body, we become indebted to the demigods. Then when we are educated, we take knowledge, then we become indebted to the great sages, saintly persons who have given us all the direction, how to live comfortably, sinlessly. Then devarshi bhuta, bhuta, ordinary, general, living being, just like we are taking milk from the cows, service from the bull, from the horse, from the ass, even cats and dogs. So we are also indebted to them. Devarshi bhuta apta, relatives. We get so many help from relatives. Bhuta apta. Devarshi bhuta apta ninang, general public. Devarshi bhuta apta ninang pitrinang, and the forefathers. So, rini we are immediately. But if we renounce everything for the sake of Krishna, then we are no more rini or indebted. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Devarsi bhutapto ninang pitrina nayang kinkara na rini charajan sarvatmanaji saranang saranang gato makundang parihit kurtum. Krishna also says, or Shastra says, that our only obligation is to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we take to that process, then we are no more obliged to anyone. We are free. That is really freedom. How it is done? That is the Almighty God's power. He can do that. Just like we have got practical experience, if a man is condemned to death, nobody can save him by law. But if the president or the king excuses him, then he is saved. That you have got practical experience. King's mercy or the president's mercy. So, if you actually surrender your everything, your life, pranai rathai dhiya vacha, we can sacrifice our life, our wealth, prana, artha, we can sacrifice the intelligence. Everyone is intelligent. If he sacrifices, this is called yajna. If you sacrifice, you have got some intelligence. Everyone is intelligent. How to make his sense gratification very nice? Even an ant knows how to gratify his senses. So, you have to sacrifice that. Don't gratify your senses, but try to gratify Krishna's senses. Then you are perfect. Then you are perfect. That you have to learn from the sadhu, because it is recommended. That saiva sadhu sukrita. As much we are trying to gratify our senses, and we have become attached to this material world, prasanga majaranga pasam, we are becoming more and more entangled. The same thing, if you do for sadhu or Krishna, sadhu guru Krishna, sadhu shastra guru. So, sadhu is representative of Krishna. Or Krishna directly, sadhu will never say that you serve me. Sadhu will say, serve Krishna. Therefore, we have to approach Krishna through sadhu. Not directly, that is not. That is confirmed by Vaishnava Acharya Narottama. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. You cannot directly approach Krishna. You have to go through the media, the transparent bhaya media of his representative. Therefore, Krishna Vaya Eirupe Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Ji. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Rupa Goswami that we are wandering in this way, Brahmanda, whole universe. There are different types or forms of body, 8,400,000, and there are millions and trillions of planets up and down. Om Bhut Bhuva Sas. Bhulok, Bhuvarlok, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, then tal, atal, nital, patal, rasatal. There are so many planetary systems, chatur bhuvan. This universe is called 14 different planetary systems. And we are wondering in these different planetary systems, if we are pious, then we are promoted to the higher planetary system, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, Sattalok, there are so many, Siddhalok. And if we are impious, then we are downtrodden, we go down more and more. Urdhangachanti sattva. If you are situated in Satogon, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system. Adhogachanti tamasa. Jagannath gunavrittisthya adhogachanti tamasa. If you are infected with tamogon, then you go down, 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 down. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. And if you are infected by the modes of passion, then we keep ourselves in the middle. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhavana loka na punaravartino. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, it is called Brahmaloka, where the duration of life is very, very long, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga pajyantam arha jad brahmano vidhi. So, sadhu, we are to take shelter of sadhu. Sadhu, guru, the same thing. Guru means sadhu. Asadhu, one sadhu means the devotee of the Lord. If one is not sadhu, then he cannot become guru. And sadhu means, this is the description given. What is that? Mai ananena bhavena bhaktin kurvanti jidhiram. He is sadhu. Not that anyone with a saffron cloth and having a long beard, that is not sadhu. Sadhu means the devotee of the Lord. That is his first qualification. Krishna says, apite sudurachara vajate mam ananna bhag, the same thing. As it is Kapildev says, mai ananna bhagena. Kapildev is also Krishna, incarnation of Krishna, the same thing. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Sang says, vajati mam ananna bha, ananna, not being deviated, mam ekam, only unto me. This is ananna bha. Not that sometimes take from here some things, take from here some things, whatever is available. Those who are after material concession, they go different demigods. Take something from Shiva, something from Durga, something from Kali, then this, that, that. So many, there are different demigods, especially goddess Durga, Lord Shiva, and Ganesh, and Surya. There, and Vishnu. The Vishnu worship is the best. Aradhananang sarvisham, Vishnu aradhanam param. That is said by Lord Shiva to Goddess Parvati. Parvati asks Lord Shiva, what is the best type of worship? There are so many. It is amongst the demigods. So Lord Shiva advised, aradhananang sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. My dear Parvati, amongst all kinds of different types of worship, Vishnu worship is the best. And then again he says, tasmat parataranga devi. And there is still better worship. What is that? Tasmat paratarang devi tadiyanam aradhanam. Then Vishnu worship is the best. And more than that, to worship Vishnu. Tadiyanam aradhanam. So, therefore, here also the same thing. Saiva sadhusu krita. Begin. The priesthood life begins from the association of sadhu or devotee. You cannot progress a pinch only without the mercy of sadhu. Naishang mat, Prahlad Maharaj said like that. Naishang mat istavaduru krumangrim. Prishat panartho apo gamojadarthya. Mahiyasanga padaro jubisikam niskinchananga navrinita java. His father, Prahlad Maharaj's father asked, after all his son, my dear son Prahlad, how you became so much advanced in Krishna consciousness? Although he was demon, still he was inquisitive. So Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear father, he used to address his father as Asura Varjo, the best of the Asuras. The sadhu manne suravarjo, Asura Varjo. Asura means demon and Varjo means the best, Varyan. So he, because he asked that how you have advanced in Krishna consciousness, Prahlad, what is the process? After all, he was a learned scholar. He inquired out of joking or something like that. So Prahlad Maharaj plainly said, Matinna Krishne Parato Satova. My dear Asura Varjo, father, this Krishna consciousness, no mati, mati na Krishna. One cannot get Krishna consciousness, mati na Krishna, parato, by the instruction of father or guru, parato, sato, by speculating oneself, mithopi paddeta, or by assembly conference. For them, who are they? Grihabhratana, grihamatinna, matinna krishne parato satova mithopi paddeta grihabhratana. Adanta govi visitang tamisram punap punachar vitachar manana. This class of men, punap punachar vitachar manana. Punap punachar vitachar manana means sense gratification. We can see in the Western countries how they are everywhere, how they are attached to sense gratification. Punap the same thing. Just like sex life, everyone has sex life, still they are not satisfied. And our country it is not yet introduced, but they go to see naked dance. The same thing which he sees every night, he goes to see by paying some fees. This is called puna puna charvita charva, chewing the chew. This class of men, puna puna charvidan charvanana matinna krishne parato satova mithovi paddita grihabhratana. And grihabhrata means those who have made their determination that we shall remain in this material world or in this family life, and we are not prepared to accept any other thing. The Vedic principle is that you remain family life for some time, not for all the days. Panchasardhang vanam vrajet. As soon as we are 50 years old, you must give up family life. Compulsory. Therefore, you have got Vedic religion means varnasam dharma. Brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. And Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So for Brahmana, the four ashramas are compulsory. He must become a brahmachari, then from brahmachari he becomes grihastha, then from grihastha he must become vanaprastha, then he must become a sannyasi. When he becomes a sannyasi, that is the takta karmana, takta sajana bandhava. Takta karmana. So long we are in this material world, we have to work. Karma. Karma means to gain some profit. Karma, akarma, vikarma. Vikarma means against the law. Just like ordinary laws. If you are working honestly, business or karma, that's all right. But if you do something wrong, then you are punishable. The karma and vikarma. Vikarma is punishable. Karma, you can do. You ripe your own fruit by working. You become big man, you become rich man, and you become poor man also by your karma. If you cannot handle your business nicely, then you become poor man. And if you can handle your business nicely, you become rich man. That is karma. Karma means you have to enjoy the result, fruitive result. That is called karma. And vikarma means punishable, papa. And akarma means you do something, but you are neither punishable nor rewardable. It is rewardable, practically. And that is bhakti, or satisfying Krishna. There is no result. There is result. Ultimate result is go back to home. But the materially, if you expect some material profit by becoming a devotee, that is not possible. That is not possible. Manchabhyavicharni bhakti yogi na ja sevate. Then you become above all the resultant action of karma. The takta karma. Sannyasi means takta karma na stakta sajana bandhava. You cannot give up karma if you live with your relative sajana and bandhava. Society, friendship, Allah, if you leave, then you cannot give up karma. You have to do either karma or vikarma. But if you become sannyasi, then you become akarma. Whatever you do, it is for Krishna, and there is no reaction. Jagyarthe karma, annatra karma bandhana. Karma is bandhana, vikarma is bandhana. But akarma is not bandhana. Bandhana means bondage. So we have to act for Krishna. Jagyarthi, jagga means Krishna, jagga means Vishnu. But people, Prahlad Maharaj say, nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. These ordinary men, they do not know that their ultimate destination of life is to go back to Vishnu, go back to home, back to Godhead. Nati vidu. Why they do not know? Durasaya. Their hope is dura. Very, Durasaya means which cannot be fulfilled. You can hope something, but it is hoping against hope. It will never be fulfilled. That is called durasa. Durasaya je bohirortha manina. persons who are trying to become happy by adjustment of this bahirartha, external energy or the material energy, they do not know that happiness cannot be achieved without approaching Vishnu or God. They do not know it. Nati vidu. Sarthaka thing. Everyone is thinking, I must first of all see my own interest. That's all right. But what is your interest that you do not know? First of all, try to understand what is your interest, but that you do not know. Because you are thinking falsely that by adjustment of this material atmosphere, I shall be happy. Everyone is trying. Nationally, individually, collectively, everyone is trying. But it is not possible. Daivijjhisa gunamai mamo mayad. It will be frustration. Therefore, it is called bahirarthama. So, why they are attempting this process which will meet with frustration? That is also said. Adanta govhi visadang tamisam punak punachar vitacharvana. Because they cannot control their senses. Adanta. Adanta govhi. Go means indriya. Senses. And adanta means I am controlled. Adanta govhi visadang tamisam punak punachar vitacharvana. So in this way, we are being baffled in so many ways. The only rescue is Krishna. Therefore it is said, ananna bhavena, mai ananna bhavena, bhaktin kurvanti ji dhira. That is wanted. Dhiravrata. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. So you'll find parallel passages, the same thing, because Krishna or God cannot say anything contradictory. Whatever he has said, therefore Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of spiritual life. If you can understand Bhagavad Gita, then you can begin Srimad Bhagavat. If you have not understood Bhagavad Gita, it is useless. You cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Just like Bhagavad Gita ends with the assertion of the Lord, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Sarva-dharmān, we have created so many dharmas. Dharma cannot be so many. Dharma is one. Or religious system. What is that religious system? The religious system, the author of religion. Author of religion, sir, author of law is government. Similarly, author of religion is God, Krishna. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. You cannot manufacture dharma, just like you cannot manufacture law at your home. That will be not feasible. That will be not useful for anyone. You can make thousands of laws. I think this should be done. That is the fashion now. Everyone thinks in his own way. That is not philosophy, that is not law. We think, no. You cannot think. What is your value? You are imperfect. Your senses are imperfect. How you can think perfect things? No, that is not possible. Therefore, we have to. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva-darshina. You have to take knowledge from the tattva-darshi, one who has seen the truth. Otherwise, you will be frustrated. Similarly, religion. Religion you cannot manufacture. This is our religion, this religion, that religion. So, that is not religion. Religion is this. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Mai ananna bhāvena bhaktiṁ. This is religion. Anything else that is cheating, that is not religion. Therefore, if one can understand Bhagavad Gita perfectly, and he takes to read this system of religion, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, then he can understand Srimad Bhagavata. Because where Bhagavad Gita is ended, And Srimad Bhagavat begins from that point. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the introductory verses, Vyasadev says, Dharma Projita Koitavo Atra Paramanin Masaranam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not ordinary type of religious system. Because from this Bhagavatam, Koitava, cheating type of religion, is completely swept away, kicked out, thrown out. Dharma Projita Koitava Atra. And upon this, the great commentator, Sridhar Swami, he says, Atra Mokkha Vancha Api Nirasta. And because we know dharma, artha, kam, moksha. So Siddhar Swami says that dharma prajjita, because people are becoming religious for moksha, liberation. So Siddhar Swami says that up to the end of moksha vancha, desire for liberation, that is also rejected. Because moksha is also not our ultimate goal of life. Moksha means to get relief from the material bondage. But if you do not get engagement of spiritual life, then moksha is also cheating because you will fall down again. I repeatedly say that cure of disease is all right. But after curing, if you are not engaged in your healthy activities, then that means that your disease is again will be relapsed. The Shastra says, therefore, arujya kritchena parama padanga tata patanti adha. One sometime after practicing much severe austerities and penances, he can approach the Brahma, Parampadam, that is Brahma, realization, or Brahma-loka, patantiyadha, but from there also you will fall down. Why? Anadita jismatangraya, because they did not care to worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Mayavadis, the impersonalists, they fall down. They cannot stay. It is not possible. Simply impersonal effulgence, Brahma effulgence, you cannot stay. That example I have given many times, that you can go very high in the sky by your very powerful Sputnik and air sea, but if you have no place to stay there, then you will come back again. You'll come back again. Similarly, you can go to the Brahma effulgence, but within the Brahma effulgence there are Vaikuntha planets, or the spiritual world, there is Vaikuntha planet. If you have no stay in the Vaikuntha planets, then you will come down again to this material world. Therefore, ananna bhaktena bhavena bhaktin kurvanti dhiram. Dhiravrata, ananna sintayantam ma, jijana pujupasati, tisham nitya vijuktanam, yoga kemam vahama. Ananna sintayantam, simply thinking of Krishna, that will help you. Ananna bhavena. This is sadhu. These are sadhu. In the previous verse also, there were seven descriptions. Titiksava karunika. Suhida sarudehina, ajato sattrava shanta sadhava sadhubhushana. This is the beginning of sadhu. Because to come to this stage, ananna bhavena bhakti yogena, you have to tolerate so many things. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, ananna bhavena yogena, he was simply thinking of Narayan. How much trouble he had to undergo, even by offered by his father. So we should be very much titikshava. The matter, this material nature will not give you freedom so easily. It will not give so much freedom. If you become strong enough to capture the lotus feet of Krishna, then mami vajaprabhadnanti mayamitam, then maya will give you. No, he is very strong. I cannot anymore keep him under my clutches. So that is ananna bhavena. That is described. Ananna bhavena bhaktin kudbanti jidiram mat krite. For the sake of Krishna, one can give up everything. That is ananna bhava. The first class example is the gopis. They give up everything. Their family, their relatives, their husband, their sons, their father, their prestige, their honor, everything sacrifice simply for Krishna. That is the highest perfection. That is not possible for ordinary. But we can, if we follow the gopis' way of loving Krishna, then it's just like the Goswamis, they use Gopi Bhavarasam Ritabdi Lahari Kallola Magnon Moho Bande Rupa Sanatana Ragajugo Sri Jiva Gopa. It is possible if we follow the Goswamis. The Goswamis were ministers, minister of Nawab Hussain Shah in the Bengal government in those days. Sanatana Goswami, very prime finance minister. Chief minister, very important minister, and they gave up everything. Takva tu namase samandalapati saning sada tuchava. By their determination to worship Krishna, they gave up everything. Takta tu namase samandalapati saning. Mandalapati means very big, big leaders. When one is minister, certainly he is connected with so many big, big men. So they were actually connected with that, but they gave up. Sada tuchava, and most insignificant thing. And what was their next adoption? Na takta tu namase samandalapati saning sada tuchava. Bhutya dina ganesha ko karunaya kopina kanthasito. Kopina, simply loincloth and underwear. Kopina kanthasito. And one quilt, yes. Minimum necessities of the body. But how they lived, they were so big men, how they adopted such life and lived. Because if a man, a rich man, adopts immediately renunciation, that affects his material condition of life. We have seen just like in Bengal, Siyardar. He had 50,000 rupees income in those days and gave up everything and joined Gandhi's movement. He died within 1 year because he could not tolerate. So, without spiritual engagement, one cannot give up this material engagement. That is the real fact. One must takva churnama sesa mandalapati, they gave up this material enjoyment. That's all right. That's how they lived. Gopi bhavara samritabdi lahari kallola magnor moho. They dipped into the ocean of the transcendental loving affairs of the gopis with Krishna. That was their asset. Therefore they lived very peacefully and very happily. So we have to, we cannot simply give up. As it is said that takta karmana, give up an engagement. And takta sajano bandhava. You will become mad if you give up all these things. Unless you have got staunch faith in Krishna. Then you cannot give up. It is not possible. Parangdishtani vartate. If you find Krishna's association is so nice, then you can very easily give up your opulent position, sajana, bandhava, family, business and everything. If you that requires sadhu-sangha, to associate with sadhu, devotees, then you can develop such thing. when day will come, you will be able to give up everything and you become liberated person, quite fit for going back to home, back to God. Unless you are completely free, if you have got a tinge of attachment for material enjoyment, Krishna will give you chance. All right, you enjoy. You enjoy to the fullest extent, because we have come to this material world for enjoying sense gratification. Krishna bhuliya, that is called maya, illusory. It is not enjoyment, it is simply struggle. But one who comes to the senses, that this is simply struggle, life after life, there is no enjoyment, then he can become a devotee of Krishna. So that requires knowledge, association of sadhu, devotee, that is being explained by Kapil Dev. Thank you very much.